Now, v'chiyaskinu Ezra by the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, when Ezra went back up in Yerushalayim, is lav kule solok. Not everybody went up there. And the Rashi says, ruba nishru b'bavol. Most of them still stayed in Bavol. The siv kolakol kechon abarubua. So therefore, this man the Yama holds that chala is less of a chiyav than truma. So truma could be midiraisa, but chala is only midirabanin, unless you have kol the rove of Klai Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. When rove of Klai Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, then you can have chala midiraisa. So far we have no proof again, if from the Siyas Kapayim is a raya for Yuchsin or not. So Shema come in here. It says, Chazok lakuna Nesiyas Kapayim, V'chila Gronos V'yedis. Says what? That a chazok of proof that is a kindness if you see the person duchenin, or else giving out by the fields, giving him truma, or else V'yedis. Mamish Edim come and say it's a kain. For the Gemara, Edis Chazoki? Is Edis called a chazoka? So what does it mean to say Edis? Where it says, Elolav Hochikom, this is what it means to say. Nesiyas Kapayim Ki Edis. That Nesiyas Kapayim has the same aloch like a regular Edis. Ma Edis. Just like regular Edim when they come and say somebody is a Kohen. Liyuchsin, of course, then we believe him. And he's 100% Kohen even for Yuchsin. Lechuraf Nesiyas Kapayim Liyuchsin. Who are then the loch of Nesiyas Kapayim is also for Yuchsin. So where it says, Loi, I'll tell you Edis, Habois Mekoye Chazokik Chazokik. Just means Edis, that comes because of the Chazoka, that's also called the Chazoka. That's what it means to say over here. That's all. Now Rashi says, Edis nekabu v'nechlenu b'truma kilur inu anan yos Chazoka shizawayit. What's the case? Ki Yehudi yos lekaim in the Rabbani. Omar lehi said like this, Muchzakni b'zeh shukain. I know for sure this person is a kain. Omar lehi marais, what's your proof that he's a kain? Omar lehi shekoro rishim reis ha-kinesis. They gave him an aliyah first at the Beis HaTshul. So the Cheska Shu Kohen, that's the right that he's a Kohen. For the Gemara, maybe the Cheska Shu Godel, maybe only because he was a Godel there. Like Lamosha in the case where there's a loch, you're allowed to give the Godel the Rishon also. So Rashi says, K'damina b'yalma, Rav Kore b'kani, v'yalfa gav lav Kohen hu. Even though Rav wasn't a Kohen, he also got Kohen. So more you could give the first person, you give it a Godel. And the Gemara Shakor Achra of Levi, that the 1 second was a Levi. So Rashi says, Ilav Koyenu, Ein Levi Kore Achra. The Darmino Masech the Gitten, Im Ein Shom Koyen, Nisparadu Chavilo. That when do we give Levi second? Only if the first one was a Koyen. But if the first one was not a Koyen, we don't give a Levi the second one. This was like Mikoyach, this Chazoka, there was an Edith that he's a Koyen. Velu Ravami Lakuna Piv. And Ravami believed this Raya to say that he was a Kohen, I'll call upon him Nageya to giving him Truma. So invite another case is, so again, there's no proof to say that Messias Kapayim is mamish like Edus to say Liyuchsin. Could only be it's a regular Chazoka, maybe only for Truma and not for Yuchsin. Mor says, now who the Yosla Kaim and Rabbi Shuvan Levi? Omar Lei, he said, Murchzakni Bezeh Shu Levi. I know for sure this person is a Levi. Omar Lei, my Raya, what's your proof to say he's a Levi? Or Malaysia, Korah, Shani, the Beit HaKnesses. He got Levi, he got the second Ali in the Beit HaKnesses. Is Becheske Shu Kayin, or Becheske Shu Godel? What's the right that he's a Levi? Maybe he's a Godel. So, and he got second one, or the first one was also only a Godel, and the second one was a Godel. Maybe both, the first one was not a Kayin, and the second one was not a Levi either. So where it says, no, Shakora, the one of Kayin. That we know for sure the one that got the first Ali was a Kayin. So the locher is, the second one has to be a Levi, or else they would have given to the Kohen over again. So that's the proof to say the Chazdokah that he's a Levi. Ve'alu Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi le'Levi apiv. Yeshua ben Levi believed it to say that he's a Levi, and that we gave him Maaser Rishon. Ha'hu diyos le'kayim in Resh Lakish. A person came in front of Resh Lakish. Omalei mechzakni b'zeh shu Kohen. I know for sure this person is a Kohen. Omalei marayas, what's your proof? Omalei Shakora Rishon Beis HaKnesses. Again, he got Rishon, he got Kohen in Shul. Omalei Rayoisov Shechilek Alagronis. Did you see whether he also gave him Truma down by the fields? Omalei. In other words, as if to say like the first Rai is not a good proof. So Omalei Rableza V'yemein Shom Gurin Bot Lakuna. If there's no Gurin, if people don't plow, don't grow, or at a time when there's no Tfuah, they don't give out the Truma, there's no Rai that he's a Kohen. Like the Chur, this should be a good Raya from the fact that he got Rishon, he was called up for Kohen. So verse says, Zimnin have a Yasvi Kaim with Rabbi Yechnin. Sometimes it happened, he was sitting in front of Rabbi Yechanan. This story happened. Shlokish, I didn't trust from the fact to say that he got Rishon, but he also asked him, did you see the way they gave him Truma on the fields? So Rabbi Yechanan said back, if you name Shom Gervin Bot Lakuna, if there's no Gervin, it's Bot Lakuna. In other words, this law should be a good proof from the fact that he got Rishon, he was called up for Kayin, that should be right to say that he's a Kayin. So where it says, Hoda Chazi L'Rebleza Bishis. So Rashtan's Hoda means Rosh Lakish Chazi L'Rebleza Bishis. Hech the point of the stock of Rebleza Bayin Ra. That Rosh Lakish started to look at Rebleza with a bitter eye. Omri said like this, Shamat Milu Devar Navchav L'Yamart L'Lo Mishmei. Like you heard this over from Rabbi Yechanan, how come he didn't say it over in his name? Like this is Rabbi Yechanan's time not to say, you don't have to have the Chilag Ronis. So enough the Yedis stand the fact that he got Rishon by the Torah. Rebbe Chia. Chad Hela Ben Apiyoviv. Lakuna. One was Mala Ben because of his father to Kuna. In other words, he believed his father to say about his son that he's a good Kohen. His Koshel Yedis for his own son. For Chad, one of them, Hela Ach Apiyochel Leviya. One said that a brother could say for his other brother, one brother could say on the other brother that I know he's a Levi to give him my Sarishan. So Mor says, Tistayim the Rebbe Hela Ben Apiyav Lakuna. So right, the Rebbe was the one that said that we could believe a father to make his son into a good Kayin, he's a Kashra Kayin, Lakuna. Tatani would learn like this, Horatia, Bor, somebody came to Yom and he said, Beni Zev Kainu, this is my son and he's a Kashra Kayin. Nem Malachila Betrumai. We believe it like an Eidecho to say that he's kosher ti truma, but v'yeinu nemol asiyu isha. But again, for yuchsin, that's a lachin more than an Eidecho. Here the father is not nemon for yuchsin. Divra Rebbe, this is Rebbe Shita. Omolay Rebbe Chia said back, Manashach, imato ma'amino la'achilo b'truma, if you believe the father that the son's a kain, enough to give him truma, is the chura ta'amino la'asiyu isha, you should also believe him in order to let it get married. If you don't trust him to let him, if you don't trust him enough to say they can get married, you don't trust the father enough to say the kids are kain, to get married with Cheskas a Kosher kain, is loitaminoi lecha b'truma. You should also not believe him that the sons are Kosher kain to give him truma. Like maybe the sons are a cholol, maybe the wife was a grusha. So how do you believe it halfway? Omle yetid back, no, it's not shver. It's okay. You know where I trust the father to say that the sons are kosher kain in order to give him truma. Because it's beyond the father to give the son truma anyway. Like Rashi says, the father is a kain. Everybody gives the father truma. So the father has truma in his house. So it's beyond for the father to give his son truma. Therefore, we'll believe the father a new story of beyond. It's in his power to do it anyway, so we'll believe him. But v'yeinu ma'amino la'asiyisha, we're not going to trust the father enough to say the kids are kosher kain. He can even get married, but Torah's a kain kosher. Shein biyad la'asiyisha, because not biyad the father to marry off his son to a kosher person. Like maybe the son is a cholul. So therefore here there's no biyad that we wouldn't believe the father on this. But the whole point of this is Rabbi Svara, that we believe the father for Nedus on his son, that his son is kosher l'truma. But the Gemara says now, Tistayim, this is a good raya. Now, me the Rebbe, Hela ben Api Aviv, Lakuna, since Rebbe was the one that said, we believe the father for a son, is Rebbe Chia, Hela ach Api Yochel Leviya. Rebbe Chia is the one that said, one brother could be made on his other brother, that he's a kosher Levi and will give him Isarishan. For the Gemara of Rebbe Chia, Maishna ben Deloy de Karavu, Eitzel Aviv, how come the father is not believed on his son? Because he's a Karav, he's a relative. He's Lakura ach Nami Karavu Eitzel Achiv. One brother is a relative to his other brother. So how come you believe one brother on the other brother? Who are also relatives? He didn't believe them, but Torah's Eidos.